celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
As always, my joy to welcome you to another great broadcast of your Breakthrough. We're going to continue now this week's exciting series. I'm telling you, I am just, stirred up in my spirit about these messages because I'm sharing with you truth that over the past 50 years of gospel ministry, that's right, I'm celebrating my jubilee this year. These are truths that I've lived by. And I've discovered that many, many, many in the church really don't have a good revelation, conception of God's guaranteed covenant blessings to us and what that means. Now, in our representative republic, now, please remember that. It's not a democracy. It is a representative republic. It always has been. But in a representative republic, a king and his throne aren't as distinctive as it is in our cultures, in our nations. But when you take a deep study into Zephaniah, especially if you get on over to chapter number 3, there is where you begin to get the revelation and realization that when Jehovah Hamalek, God the King, gets up off his throne, there is tremendous significance to that action. It's saying volumes without a word ever being spoken. When Jehovah Hamalek, God the King, stands up from his throne, it's a benefit that you have yet to comprehend. It's a key aspect of my message revealing God's infinite, overwhelming, these words all fail, of God's infinite love for you. Boy, that's a hard concept to grasp in today's world, isn't it? So I'm going to help you do it in this message, which I've entitled, When God Got Up. All right, I'm getting my Bible out now, and you know that's dangerous. I'm getting my Bible out, and I am going to Zephaniah. That's right. Elder Canfield took a text from Zephaniah Sunday, and he said, that's right, God is in the Z's. He's in Zephaniah. There are only 3 chapters, and we're going to the last chapter, chapter 3, and I'm going to begin with, let's see, verse number 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Remember what I told you about faith? Faith is always active. Faith is always moving. Faith is always now, not someday. We're not believing for it someday. We're trusting God in the right now because God never leaves the present tense. Did you hear what I just said? God always has to do it now because God never leaves now. God never leaves the present tense. He's here right now, not then. That was 3 seconds ago. Now, not tomorrow, that's 3 seconds from now. Now, God is in you now. Now faith is. So now do what? Sing, O daughter of Zion. Lift up your happy head. Lift up your happy hands. Lift up your happy heart in praise. I'm telling you, if you will not stop praising him. One of my dear friends, Jesse Duplantis, speaking up in my memory right now, saying if the devil can't take your joy, he can't keep your stuff. I said, if the devil can't keep your joy, take your joy, he can't keep your stuff. I'm going to say it again. If the devil can't steal your joy, he can't take your stuff. And whatever he did steal, he has to give back. It's time for you to get happy, happy, happy. It's time for you to shout, O Zion. That's the next line. Sing, O Zion. Shout, O Israel. Silence is the language of defeat. Shouting is the language of victory. Clapping is the language of authority. My great God. Hear me. Speaking in tongues is the language of the Holy Ghost. And suddenly is the language of breakthrough. Shout, O Israel, right there where you are. I don't care if it makes the dog get nervous. Shout. Right there where you are, be glad then. Rejoice with all your heart. You can't rejoice out of your head. That's the reason you need to get your mouth involved. The more you say it, the more you hear it, the more you believe it, the more you speak it. And that heart gets baptized in the Word of God and believing for right now miracle. Glorify God, your Bible says, in your spirit and your body, which are both the Lord's. Hallelujah. Verse 15. Now, here's why he said for you to sing. Here's why he said for you to shout. Verse 15. The Lord has taken away. If he took it away, whoo, I want to run. If he took it away, and all the way in the old covenant, he said he did, has taken away your judgments, every judgment against you. Now look, I've had some judgments. I've been in court and I've heard that gavel come down. Judgment for whoever regarding such judgment. You don't reverse that. But God, just as quickly as I've seen verdicts come down, I've watched God turn them around. Whew. Hallelujah. I feel the power of God. He has cast out, woo, you want to rejoice. He not only has cast your judgments against you away, he has cast out your enemies. I don't care if it's cancer. I don't care if it's divorce. I don't care if it's sickness. I don't care if it's poverty. I don't care if it's depression. And listen, I'm weary with people acting like God can't heal depression. God can heal anything, spirit, soul, and body. Ooh, I felt that. I felt God delivering people right now. I see people dancing in their homes right now. I see people clapping their hands in their automobiles right now. Why? Suddenly, a sudden burst of the advanced knowledge of God to propel you through every line of Satan's defense. God said it. I have cast out your enemies. They're gone. Look around you. Remember, I see it now. I see it. Oh, I wish I was standing up preaching. I see it right now. In the vision, I see it. That woman taken, being stoned to death. Jesus wrote in the sand. People have always speculated about what he wrote. I don't care what he wrote. Whatever he wrote, because it's him, had the power to bring her deliverance. Maybe he wrote breakthrough. Because suddenly, he looked around, Jesus looked around and said, woman, where are thine accusers? She said, they've all gone. Oh, I feel the anointing right now. They're leaving. Every accusing spirit, every foul spirit, every blinding spirit to the truth, bound now, given their eviction notice. Can you spell eviction, you devil? Because you're going. You're going. And I need to tell somebody, God does not expect you to put up with devils, regardless of how they're manifested. And a lot of times they're manifested in skin suits. What does that mean? In people. Some of you need to cut. And tell those connections you've got, you either straighten it up with God or I can't fellowship. I can't be in that kind of covenant with somebody that's not in covenant with my God, because that's the power of agreement. People agreeing and then those people agreeing with heaven. Get ready to shout. He said, here it is, Zephaniah chapter 3, 15, the Lord has, past tense, taken the judgments against you away. He has cast out your enemies. Who's done it? The King of Israel, even the Lord. And he is in your midst. He's not coming. Where would he come from? You someday syndrome dwellers, you. God's not coming to your situation. Where would he come from? He fills all in all. I heard a silly preacher one time. You know, there are a lot of silly preachers. I heard a silly preacher one time say, well, you go in that joint, you go in that bar, you go in that whatever, you drive over the speed limit, God gets out. Did you know that preachers could be so ridiculous? God, get out. Where would he get out of? Where would he go to? He's right there with you right now. The God of heaven and earth, the creator of the winds and the waves, and the master of them too. He's right there with you right now. The Lord is in your midst. Not someday. Right now. No, now. No, that's already passed. Now. No, that's tomorrow. Now. You could ever find he'll be with you tomorrow. He's with you now. Someday. Now. Here's what he said. And because he's in our midst, you will, I prophesy it to you. Catch it. I prophesy it to you. Open your spirit. Open your mind. You will see evil no more. Do you know what that means? That means your focus has been in the wrong place. Are you seeing victory? Or are you seeing defeat? Are you seeing dying? Or are you seeing a miracle? Are you seeing, I can't pay for it? Or are you seeing God pay for it? You'll see evil no more. You're going to look around like that woman who was taken in adultery, look around, and Jesus say, where are all those haters? That's what we'd call them now. Then he said, thine accuser. Now he'd say, where are all your haters? She looked around, watch, and she couldn't see them anymore. Over and over again, the Lord God says, fear not. Isaiah 41:10, fear not. And I always say, why not? And he answers, because I am with thee. I'm helping you. I'm strengthening you. I'm upholding you with the right hand of my righteousness. He didn't say you'd do it. He said he'd do it. Then he said, let not your hands be slack. Verse 17, the Lord your God in your midst is a mighty one who will save. Here it is. He will rejoice over. Now, over doesn't necessarily mean over. To rejoice over someone would be the same as saying, I rejoice for you. I rejoice with you. I rejoice about you. Do you know that God will rejoice about you now? All of heaven that follow his directive. And he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. We rejoice here. That's what you're going to do tonight. Beginning right now, you're going to rejoice. I don't care if there's pain in your body. I don't care if your heart's hurting. I don't care if you've been betrayed. You've not yet resisted unto blood. Come on, grab yourself by your spiritual bootstraps, little buckaroo, and stand upright in the presence of God. He is in front of you. When we rejoice here, verse 17 says, God rejoices at his throne. Now, wait a minute. Can't just read the Bible. You got to read the Bible. That means while we praise in the natural, God does the supernatural. He's rejoicing over you right now. Why? Because he sees you in agreement with me. He sees you believing his word. Isaiah 66:1. Now I'm going to bring this thing to a close. Isaiah 66:1, heaven is God's throne. Now, let me ask you a question. Did you ever see a king standing on a throne? The title of my message to you tonight is When God Gets Up. Do you know the only time your Bible says God gets up? Is when you and I come into absolute agreement and we begin rejoicing for our right now miracle, believing God by faith. Your Bible says God gets up off his throne and begins to spin, to pirouette, rejoicing about us. And I believe he starts dancing. When we dance here, he dances there. When we believe here, whew, breakthrough, sudden burst of the advanced knowledge of God to propel you through every line of Satan's defense. He's making war against all your adversaries, and you're not going to see them anymore because God is fighting them. And then I believe, stay on my feet, I believe he goes to dancing. And the thunder of God's mighty feet in the heavens. Your Bible said when they sang praises and prayed, the jail cell was shaken. The jail itself was shaken. Whoo! And the chains fell off. That's what's happening to you right now. The chains are falling off, and the doors were open. Doors that have been closed to you for years. They've said no to you for years. Things you thought would never come to pass that have been going on for years. Broken off of them by the thunderous warfare of God rejoicing about them. God got so thrilled with their faith that he got off his throne and pirouetted and danced and rejoiced over them. That's what he's doing to you right now. That's what he's doing. That's what's going on in heaven. Well, amen and amen, and so be it. Bless the name of the Lord. If you, at this moment, are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, he is your Savior, he is your Lord, he is your King. I have a revelation that God gave me just for you. It's a right now word. The basis, the outcome of the seventh covenant blessings opened up to you today is this. When God says, I will bless you, which he has over and over and over again in his word, what he's saying to you is this: I, God, am going to empower you to prosper. And this prosperity includes, it's not only this, but it certainly includes your financial resources. But that's only the beginning for sure. There's so much more, including the peace of God that passes all understanding. That means peace that you have when you should be falling apart. It means health in your body. It means harmony in your home. It means wisdom, phronesis, sunesis, sophia, that wisdom that is more precious than jewels, my dear friend. Now, this word is for you. Do not miss this Bible standard. Seal your covenant with God with a significant sacrifice, as our father in the faith, Abraham, did when he was ready to offer his son Isaac, his God gift. It was a test of faith. And once he passed it, God provided himself for a lamb. And the covenant between God and Abraham was sealed by that sacrifice. God will never, ever ask, never, for more of you than he knows you can provide. What a great God. What a great thought. Prayer is essential regarding the covenant seed of sacrifice that you sow. I don't believe God's going to delay your answer or hold back the seventh covenant blessings that you're guaranteed. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But your faith expressed toward God, that obedience is the door that opens God's blessing into your life. So call now whatever the Lord Jesus lays on your heart. He is our King, Jehovah Hamalek. I'm sure that you want to sow your best seed, and I believe God would be pleased if you included a seven for every one of those seven covenant blessings. Perhaps a seed of 77, the number of perfection, dollars or more. Now, I prepared some very, very, very critical, I believe, ministry resources just for you. They're going to lead you to experience the full and complete revelation of truth in the seven covenant blessings of God. Once again, all you need to do is pick up that phone, call that number on your screen. You can do it anytime, day or night. I pray you'd do it right now. Or you can just click on that secure website, rodparsley.com. Come, or you can mail your covenant offering to me today. Remember, I'm going to pray in agreement for all seven of those great covenant blessings to be released to you, spirit, soul, and body.
This is a now word for you. Seal your covenant with God by sowing a significant seed today. You've never known blessings like the seven guaranteed to you as a child of the King. For your covenant seed, Dr. Parsley will gladly sow back into your life the full revelation outlined in Seven Blessings of Covenant Agreement. This easy-to-read book is full of destiny-changing truth about the blessings already guaranteed to you. The global soul-winning Ministry of Breakthrough will be blessed as you sow your very best seed of $77 or more. To honor your gift, we'll also send you the accompanying six-disc, three-message teaching series as well, plus the HD digital download. God's seven blessings signify completion and perfection for you. Call now, sow your covenant blessing seed, and prayerfully consider including a seven in your seed faith gift. Phone lines are open now, or sow quickly and securely at rodparsley.com. Blessings are coming that include prosperity in every area, health, peace, wisdom, harmony in your family, and much more. Call now with your sacrificial seed and seal your covenant with God.
Many modern believers have been deceived. They believe God is mad at them. But the truth is simply this. He's pursuing you with a father's furious love to receive you as his own child. Overwhelming love was on display for all to witness. Christ Jesus on the cruel, mean, biting beam of Calvary. His atoning blood has paid the price to atone for your sin. There's much more from Dr. Rod Parsley to help you grow every day of this most holy season. Sign up today for your free access to his 10 Days of Awe teaching series. Don't miss the opportunity to reserve it for yourself. Call now. Ask for the free Days of Awe email series or visit rodparsley.com. God desires to bestow favor on you and give you peace.
Well, now, many, many, many of my revival covenant partners and very special friends have received this agreement in the mail, this covenant agreement. Let me remind you, I'm waiting to receive your seven blessings covenant back in the mail with your signature attached to it right there, and mine's right there. It's an agreement that you and I will pray for each other, specifically praying for the salvation of lost souls, especially those in your life. There's also room right there at the bottom for you to individually share your prayer requests with me on this covenant. Now, if you haven't received this, you aren't separated from the blessing, and I release it to you. Keep praying for me. I'm praying for you every day. Don't forget all our social media outlets. I'm there every day ministering the life of God to you, as well as rodparsley.com. I'll see you next time. Been here for over 40 years every day on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.